It was the late 1950s when a 17-year-old boy took an old Mexican folk song and set it to a rock and roll beat. La Bamba made rock and roll history when it became the first Latin-based song to cross over into the pop and rock audience. That teenager, Ritchie Valens, was made famous. La Bamba is on NPR's list of the 100 most important American musical works of the 20th century. NPR's Rolando Arrieta has the story behind the song.
To dance La Bamba, one needs just a bit of grace. Those are the simple, catchy words of a very old folk song that Ritchie Valens made a rock and roll classic.
When you stop to think that what was accomplished with one record, it's one of the phenomenons of this whole industry as far as I'm concerned. I've never seen anything like it.
Delphi Records president Bob Keane produced most of Ritchie Valens' recordings. In the summer of 1958, the two hit the road to promote the young new rock singer's first release called Come On, Let's Go. While Keane drove his Thunderbird, Valens played another song that caught his attention.
The first time I heard La Bamba with Ritchie was I was driving up to San Francisco with him for his first television appearance up there. He was in the back seat strumming his guitar all the way up there. And then I heard this melody, this da-da-da-da-da-da. And I said, boy, that'd make a great rock record, I think. Let's try that.
But Keane didn't think a Spanish language song could be a hit. He was more concerned about Ritchie Valens' next release, a ballad called Donna.
Oh, Donna.
This was the era of the 45. The hit song was usually on side A, and the B side often considered a throwaway. Keane knew he had a winner with Donna and was eager to release the song nationwide.
We needed a flip side for it, obviously. So I chose La Bamba because it was all in Spanish, and I figured nobody's going to play that because we didn't want any mixed airplay, you know.
Well, Keane's plan didn't work. Only a month after Donna hit number two on the pop charts, rock DJs everywhere added La Bamba to their playlist as well. La Bamba is originally an 18th century folk song that comes from the Veracruz region on the Mexican Gulf Coast. It also refers to a dance performed mainly at weddings. The bride and groom try to tie a ribbon together with their toes while dancing La Bamba as a symbol of their love for each other. La Bamba's origin may go back even further, according to Beverly Mentime, author of the book Ritchie Valens, The First Latino Rocker.
The name itself, Bamba, is not Spanish. It is an African name. The word itself meant wood, and it had to do with the people dancing on a wooden floor. There has been an African roots link in Veracruz by way of Cuba. There also has been a link, too, within the Yucatan Peninsula.
At first, Ritchie Valens didn't feel comfortable commercializing the Mexican folk song. He felt it was demeaning to his culture. And he was reluctant to sing in Spanish because his accent wasn't very good. So he paid a visit to his favorite aunt, Ernestine Reyes.
Well, he came home one day and he says, Tia, I have to translate this La Bamba into English. I says, okay, let's sit down. So we did in Spanish because he didn't know Spanish at all.
Reyes says since there are some 500 verses of La Bamba, they gave up the idea to translate the song, and Valens recorded it in Spanish. The recording date included some of the best side musicians in the industry: guitarist Renee Hall, Carol Kay, and Irving Ashby, bassist Buddy Clark, and drummer Earl Palmer. Producer Bob Keane.
When we got into the studio, Richie showed up and he had a cold, a pretty bad cold. So I couldn't cancel the date, and we couldn't get the musicians back, and I had to pay for the studio. So I had him stand off mic and sing along with the track as we cut the track to make sure that the tempo was right and that the breaks were right and all that kind of stuff. And then later on we brought him in and we had a two-track machine and we dubbed him in. There's a break and then, you know, the band goes silent and he comes on, ba-da-ba-la-la-bamba. And then right there he comes in just a little bit early on the off mic. So we didn't wipe it because I figured, well, nobody's going to be playing this record anyway. So we didn't clean it up.
To promote his new song, Valens made several TV appearances: American Bandstand, The Alan Freed Show. Some of his fans were shocked when they saw that he was Mexican-American. This was the first time they had seen a Latino playing rock and roll. Handsome and charismatic, Valens quickly became the first Latino teen idol.
I mean, he became a pro overnight almost. He was a natural performer, and he was a great singer too. You know, he could sing, he could really sell a song.
In early January 1959, Valens began a tour of the Midwest called the Winter Dance Party.
Hi, everybody. This is Richie Valens. I will be on the Winter Dance Party coming your way very shortly. I will be having a ball singing for you, and I hope to see you all real soon. By the way, hope you have been hearing a lot of my latest Delphi release, La Bamba and Donna.
The winter was harsh that year, and the tour was disorganized. The buses were not heated adequately, they kept breaking down and getting stuck in the snow. Richie Valens hated the cold and was miserable during the four-state tour.
And so he called me, I called him, I guess it was the night before, and I was at a restaurant, and I said, come on home, Richie, you know, to hell with that tour. But he didn't. You know, I guess he figured he wanted to finish out, because the audience had already paid their money to see him, and he wasn't going to let them down. And it cost him his life. So,
on February 3rd, 1959, Richie Valens boarded a plane with Buddy Holly and J.P. Big Bopper Richardson, headed for Fargo, North Dakota. A storm hit, and the plane crashed near Clear Lake, Iowa, killing everyone on board. For the 9 months that Richie Valens was in the national spotlight, he helped change the image of the American rock star. At the very least, by turning a traditional Mexican folk song into a rock hit, he cracked open the door for other Latino crossover artists. In 1987, the successful Hollywood movie called La Bamba introduced the song to a new generation worldwide. And once again, the song made most of us want to get up on our feet and dance. For NPR News, I'm Rolando Arrieta.